Wyoming football, the senior associate athletic director with the University of Wyoming, Mr. Kevin McKinney, Hall of Famer, joining us here on the program. Kevin, what's happening today?
Good afternoon, Keith. Lots going on these days.
It is. You know, it goes from a lot of nothing to a lot of something real quick.
It is so funny. It's just like night and day. All of a sudden, Monday comes around, and everybody is in urgent mode, you know. So it's just the way it is. Always happens that way.
Now, did you miss, I know Julio was our KFBC contingent, but, you know, it's the first time in a while. No Reese and no me, no Monty out at Media Day.
We felt very slighted.
Offended, you know, or slighted?
Slighted.
Okay.
Not quite offended. But at least Robert was there, and I consider him a part of the Cuffbuck.
Okay.
But, it was... Your absence was not conspicuous.
Well, it's tough with the 3 o'clock start, and I had to do the show by myself. Well, Reese did the show with me yesterday, but it's tough doing things. You had the baseball tournament all last week. It's
yeah,
a lot of things going on. I can make every excuse in the book, actually, if you'd like.
Yeah, and we all can do that. Everybody can do that. So the Rockies are in New York. That's why you're starting early.
That's why we're starting early. Yeah, we're off at 4:30
today. Not much
you
can do about
it. Well, no, we start at 3 o'clock now. We're a 3 to 6 show.
You're on the full boat now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except when the Rockies are on the East Coast, and then we're done at 4:30.
Yeah. So well, yeah. It's amazing how all of a sudden now, as soon as that first practice goes, and actually. Cowgirl soccer started before that.
Right.
You're in full season mode.
I was talking before I had you on, Kevin. I really feel like, and I know we've talked about this with you in the past, I really feel like you could expect some good things with the Wyoming offense this year. I think it's as close to anything that with the Cowboy football program to what Craig Bull wants it to be. If they can find some viable threats down the field to keep defenses honest and some wide receivers that can keep defenses honest from stacking the box, I think this offense has a chance to be really, really good. But if they can't, those defenses are, you know, they're not going to be dumb. They know that Brian Hill and Sean Wick are the guys that butter the bread for the Cowboys offense. They're just going to stack the box against them, and I don't care how good you are. You can't run against 8 guys.
Well, that's right. There's no doubt that the Cowboys will want to run the ball. That's the Craig Bull way. But in order to do that, you have to loosen some people up, and you can't have them with 8 guys in the box. So you've got to have some threats that will free some of that running game up. I think the Cowboys have some of that. I think they have maybe a couple new faces that can do that at the wide receiver position, but the tight end position is a better position than it has been here at Wyoming in quite a while. Those are legitimate threats at tight end, so that'll help. You've got running backs that can catch the ball as well, and so what does it amount to? It amounts to an offensive line that can protect and can run block, and I should put that the other way about. It's run block and then protect. But that's what Craig Bull wants. He wants to be able to control the ball, run the ball, be physical with you, and then hit medium to big plays when the defense starts stacking it up. So it's a proven philosophy, and you just have to play and execute what he wants done, and I think in quite a few areas he has that offensively and is going to be able to do some of that. And I believe that the Cowboys can do that. It'll probably come down to if the Cowboys can stop anybody. But
right.
Offensively, the Cowboys, I think, have enough weaponry that they could be a problem to defenses around this league.
I'm right with you, Kevin. It's going to become a, you know, the offense, again, I don't think the offense was necessarily the problem last year. I don't think Colby got enough credit. I know people will nitpick about some of the things he didn't do and some of the mistakes he made, but I will say this across the board. I think every position, again, with the exception of wide receiver, because I just don't know enough about it, every position's been upgraded on the offensive side of the ball. At least that's the way I view it.
Well, I think when you say that, it also means that some of the guys who were around last year
gotten better.
Are better.
Yeah.
They're more veteran. They've seen more things. Yeah, I would agree with you. The Cowboys are going to miss a couple of, you miss guys every year. So they'll miss a really good possession receiver for sure. And hopefully somebody, who knows who that will be. Will that be Gentry? Will it be Mulhart? To replace
Dominic Rufran.
Rufran, and so hopefully there will be. He was a really mm-hmm. good player, and not only was he a good possession receiver, but he was a heck of a blocker and good leader, and so you miss guys like that. There's no doubt, but yeah, I think the Cowboys are better either talent-wise or because of experience, just about every place on that offense, there's no doubt about it.
Defensively, Kevin, I know Lucas Waka, pulled a hammy in day one of practice. They don't appear like it's too serious, but with the guy that's the only really linebacker with a wealth of experience back there, you gotta take it easy with him. The guy knows. Listen, Lucas is instinctually a very good football player. But you hope that's not a recurring theme like we saw last year, as it already started on day one.
Well, there's no doubt. That was really a tough injury, especially for, as you say, the most experienced guy you have in the linebacking corps. And nobody, I don't care how experienced you are, nobody can miss work. And that's going to be very difficult on Lucas, and it's going to be tough on the cohesiveness of that back seven. There's no doubt about it. So I think that was really unfortunate to a defense that can't afford to lose anybody who's had any experience, especially in the linebacking corps. And we'll hope that Lucas can come back as quickly as possible. But that's a tough injury, and you never know when a guy will be ready to come back from that. It's sometimes is more nagging than you'd like. So that was a bad break to start the fall.
It's nice to see, and I know a lot of the focus, Kevin, is going to be on the linebackers and in the secondary, but it's nice to see guys like DJ May, who made the switch over to nickelback. The guy's as athletic as they've got over there, and it seems like he's good to go and in good spirits. He's had to overcome a lot. Robert Priester's a guy that had a knee injury. Is he full go, ready to go? Because I know he's a guy that they're going to count on, or they'd like to count on to be ready.
Yeah, and he's not
okay
yet. So there's a guy that you'd like to have involved, no doubt about it. It's going to be very, very young back there when you're talking right now, right this day. There's four redshirt freshmen mm-hmm. in the secondary. Well, you're asking for big trouble. And that's, I think they're pretty talented guys. They just haven't seen a whole lot. So that's going to be a learning curve that is going to be difficult, no doubt about it. And in this day and age, the younger guys are so much more mature than they used to be. You'd say in past years, way past years, no way would you put a redshirt freshman in the secondary. Well, you can do that with their ability and maturity these days, but still, you don't want that. You want a couple of seasoned guys back there, especially at the safeties if you can, and one corner at least. But right now, pretty young outfit, and you just have to bring them along and hope that their maturity and their ability reduces that learning curve.
Big series, Kevin. The Cardinals and Pirates begin tonight.
This is very big. The way it went in Pittsburgh was not good, and the Cardinals led in each of those games that they lost and lost in extra innings. So you hope that they come back. That was a tough loss Sunday. I know they can't win every game, but I'm just so disappointed when they do lose a game. You know what I mean? And that was a game that you need to win. You just can't give up a walk-off home run. But this is a big series. The Pirates have really made themselves a good club, and I think Hurdle's a heck of a manager. He's proven that, and they are going to be something. Well, they'd be leading any other division, yeah, but the Royals division, really, with the way they've played. Critical series.
Yeah, the four best records in baseball are the Cardinals, the Royals, the Pirates, and the Cubs. All in the Central.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And
in the American League.
You know, three of those four were doormats, and their franchises have turned, their leadership has turned them around. They're outstanding clubs. Watch out for those Cubs now. There's nothing I hate worse than saying that, but they are very legitimate. They have the right idea now, and they're going to be tough. There's no doubt about it. And Pittsburgh is tough. That franchise has really done a great job.
Always good to catch up, Kevin. We thank you so much.
You bet, Keith. We will talk with you, if not before, next Tuesday.
Very good. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's Kevin McKinney.